A few years ago, back in 1999, a little movie starring Brad Pitt and Edward Norton came out, and it was called Fight Club. Now, some of you may have heard of it, and some of you may have seen it, so let me check. How many of you know the first rule of Fight Club? What is it? We don't talk about Fight Club. The first rule of Fight Club, a men's club dedicated to recreational fighting, anti-materialistic living, and anti-corporate activism, is you don't talk about Fight Club. Now here's the thing. Do any of you know how often the average Unitarian Universalist invites someone to church? In 2012, Mark Bernstein, the regional consultant for growth development with the UUA, didn't know that. And so he decided to find out. And he found out a surprising statistic. The average Unitarian Universalist invites a new person to church, on average, once every 26 years. Apparently, we don't talk about Fight Club. We are accidentally keeping our own club dedicated to recreational argument, anti-materialistic living, and anti-corporate leanings all to ourselves. But Mark Bernstein also found out a few more things. In his Asking Friends to Worship, Oh My, guest column for the UUA's growth office, he gave these statistics. 70% to 90% of people who join a congregation have a friend or relative already there. And 75% to 90% visit because someone invited them. And the most frequent way people hear about us is through the words of our mouths. But we don't want to talk about Fight Club. Well, today we are going to talk. We are going to shout. Can I have a hallelujah? Being the first to rush in on roller skates where angels fear to tread. Today, we're going to speak about a word not often used in UU churches. I'm talking about evangelism. Now, when some of us hear evangelism, we get a little nervous. Our stomachs start to hurt. We even start to shake in our sensible shoes. That word. It conjures up memories of wounding in other places. It conjures up fear, maybe of non-welcoming churches, maybe of TV and movie preachers with their hair slicked back and their tambourine and their hand deep in your pocket. Some of you may remember the movie Elmer Gantry, with Burt Lancaster as the slick shoe salesman turned preacher, his sleeves all rolled up so you can see there's nothing in his hands as he performs miracles. He thumps his Bible and he lies. And at one point in the movie, he shouts at his congregation, "Sin! Sin, you are all sinners! You are doomed to perdition and you're going to that painful, stinking, scalding torture of a fiery heck created by God for sinners, unless, of course, you repent." And he holds out the offering plate one more time. And they all shout, "Amen!" And they all shout, "Hallelujah!" And he passes the plate again. But this is not the evangelism I am talking about. evangelism and angel come from the same root. Someone who comes to you and they bring good news. Now, some types of good news we're pretty good about bringing. How many of you have told someone in the last 6 months about a good place to buy safe and ethical and healthy food? Give me an amen if you shared that good news. In that same 6 months, how many of you shared with someone a store where you have found good products and helpful staff? Give me an amen if you have shared that good news. Have you told somebody about a charity doing good work or a woman's group that you love? Have you shared a gospel of where to go for addiction treatment or affordable medical care for veterinary care? You are already evangelists. You just don't know it. So why is it so hard to tell someone the good news of Unitarian Universalism? We already share these pieces of our lives that promote our principles and tell the world who we are. If you call me an evangelist, I see Elmer Gantry in my mind's eye. I see Joel Osteen and his smile. I hear Billy Graham and the roar of flames, and I smell brimstone. Again, I am not that kind of evangelist. But sweating and shouting TV preachers, bogus miracles, they don't get to take that word from me. Unitarian Universalism comes from Protestant Christian roots. And we don't need to be afraid of using some Christian theology or imagery to explain a point or to welcome others. We welcome you Christians joyfully into our church. I hear a message from the Christian Bible, and it says that God is love. It says that we all are saved and no one is damned. My Unitarian Universalist ancestors affirmed that the divine spirit turns away from no person and that everyone is welcome into salvation. I struggle to love my neighbor. I try to turn the other cheek. For those who are called to follow Christ's teachings, I spread a message of welcome and love, and it is a fine message. And it is our message, too. For some people, it isn't a worry about the word evangelism feeling too Christian. It just feels pushy or invasive, complicated, too intimate, or even too embarrassing to share what being a UU is about for you. I heard a UU say once, "My God, I swear she was witnessing to me." It was awful. She was talking about a member of a nearby congregation, a UU congregation, who had been sharing their joy at finding their own church. I've also heard these, and you may have too, "It's just too much to explain. I'm sure they have their own church. They don't need to hear this from me. I just don't like to talk about myself." And my very favorite, "My spirituality, well, it's complex." I'll tell you, about 22 years ago, I was trying to explain to a male friend my budding romantic relationships with the person who would become my long-term partner. At the time, both that person and I were married to other people in different stages of divorce, living in odd places. And my friend finally said to me, after about 10 complex relational attempts at clarity, finally resorting to using some written stuff, he said, if you are doing something that requires more than two hyphenates and a dash to attempt to explain or to name, you need to either simplify your life or your definitions. That stuck with me. You don't ever need to explain your own personal faith to someone as an act of evangelism. Your beliefs are your own, and for many of us, they involve at least one hyphen, six examples, and possibly interpretive dance. They are ours. I am asking you to share Unitarian Universalism, not to witness to your friends. We do not have a creed or a credo. We fellowship our own way, pray our own way, worship our own way, do communion our own way, and we can evangelize our own way, a way that works with our beliefs and does not violate other people's rights or our own. We have good news to bring, and it is time to make some noise. Now, my first reaction when I considered UU evangelism was, oh no, that won't work at all. How can I evangelize when we promote a free and responsible search for truth and meaning? Doesn't that mean I have to let people find us on their own? And then I realized I was coming at it backwards. I don't need to convince people to convert to UU. Who am I to tell another human being how to interact with the divine or the God of their understanding? UUs come to us and they convert themselves. But I can lead others to doing what they know in their heart to be right for them. I can plant a seed in fertile soil which says, trust yourself and follow where your understanding leads. I can live faithfully by our principles and use my life as my testimony of faith. I can explain how my church family supports me just as I am. They provide the soil in which I grow and the water which enervates me, and I can tell them they are welcome into our family. And if I find worth in each person, doesn't it mean that I should do them the honor of letting them know about it? It doesn't work to have a club where all are welcome to join. If you meet in the basement at midnight and never publicize your meeting dates. In order to value the worth and dignity of each person, we have to shout loudly so that everyone can hear it, and then let them walk right on by if they choose to do so. I'm not whispering so that only those in this group can hear. I am putting a neon light on top of our clubhouse, and I am adding floodlights and a bullhorn. I'm telling everyone that we offer something different, and if they want it or need it or just want to see it, then it is here for them, because they are worthy to be here if it suits them. I do not have the right to keep this freedom from them. But what about accepting one another and encouraging spiritual growth? How does that fit in? Maybe you feel that by telling someone about UUism, you are refusing to accept their current choice. How can people make a choice if they don't know there are options How can we grow spiritually if we are never pushed, made uncomfortable, or challenged? A friend who is a revival preacher told me a long time ago, "Honey, it's easy to be holy when there ain't no alternative. The devil's in the decision making." Many of us have come to UU churches from other faiths, and that kind of change is hard if you don't know what other choices are out there, especially if you've either never been churched or if you've followed one faith your entire life. You will not hurt someone by letting them know they have a choice, by letting them know they are welcome exactly as they are, without even changing beliefs if they wish to be. These are the people who bring us fresh perspective, new ways of being in the world, new eyes and new thoughts. These are the fresh streams of living water that keep us from stagnating in our little pond. Our principles call us to swim in those fresh streams, to light new fires, to mix new clay, to try to heal the world where it is broken, and to change what we can for the better. Our principles require us to go into the world to spread a gospel of our own to all who wish to listen. We don't have answers. We have more questions. We don't condemn, but offer universal salvation. Go into the world and spread our good news. Say to each and every one you meet that we are here and we want you to know. We want you to know that we know this about you. You are not raw material for molding. You are a mirror of the divine, and we see you. Violence and terror, evil and destruction will always be overcome by human kindness and the work of human hands. Your experience can be the foundation of your beliefs. We believe you are wise enough. There are many paths to the divine, and you can refuse any or all of them if they do not speak to you. Your path is the right one for you, and we welcome you as you walk on it. You are not alone in this world. You are welcome among us. You are loved. You are valuable just as you are, not fixed up, cleaned up, washed off, dusted and brushed. You are valued. The arc of the universe is long, but there is justice. In the midst of pain, there is hope. While you may have lost your way, you are not lost. Put your feet down here, and we will hold you when you fall. You are welcome. You are loved. You are perfect. And all of the people say, Amen.